Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Flair.
Hello, everybody. This is Jen. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。赶紧去微信号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Jen, what's your favorite toy when you were little? 你小时候最喜欢的玩具是什么呀？
My favorite toy was definitely yo-yo.
Yo-yo 球是吗？
Yeah, I can still remember having exciting duels with my friends. We just wanted to see who could get their yo-yo to fly the furthest.
对，我们小学的时候呢，也特别的流行玩那个yo-yo球，还会比赛哈，看谁的yo-yo球会转得更高更远。
Yeah, now even though I don't play with it anymore, it still reminds me of the good times playing with my friends.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So what about you, Blair? What was your favorite toy?
My favorite childhood toy, well, I have to say Lego. 我最喜欢乐高了。
Yeah, that was definitely pretty fun to play.
Exactly. I really enjoyed the satisfaction of building my own creations. I could let my imagination and creativity run away with me by building whatever I wanted. It made me forget all my worries. 就是感觉你拼乐高的时候呢，就忘记了自己的烦恼了。
对，而且有没有感觉每次拼完之后都会非常有成就感？
对，那除了这种益智类的玩具我很喜欢之外呢，还有一个玩具我觉得是因为时间久了产生感情了就会很喜欢。
Yeah, I think probably everyone has a toy like that when we were younger. So what was yours?
It was a fluffy teddy bear. Whenever I felt sad, I would just talk to it. It may seem silly, seem a little bit stupid, but my teddy felt like a friend. My teddy was like a true friend to me
Yeah, I used to have a toy monkey that my grandma gave me as a gift, and I was always holding it, falling asleep.
Oh, that's so sweet, Jen. 那你小时候喜欢玩芭比娃娃吗？
Well, not really. I've never really been a fan of Barbies. I don't know why. They never seemed appealing to me, and they were kind of scary,
I
guess.
Really? 不过呢，在俄罗斯有一个这样的女孩子，她不仅喜欢芭比娃娃的样子，甚至还把芭比娃娃呢当成人生的模板，可以说是真人版的芭比娃娃了。
Yeah, so in today's podcast, let's talk about the human Barbie from Russia.
今天这期节目呢，我们就来聊聊俄罗斯的活人芭比 Angelica Canova.
我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
家住俄罗斯莫斯科的 Angelica 今年33岁，我看了她的照片哦，真的就像芭比娃娃一样。
Yeah, and she claims to be a child psychologist and ballet dancer as well as a model. 还自称是位儿童心理学家、芭蕾舞演员还有模特。而且她不仅仅是外表像芭比娃娃，她的神态、动作还有生活方式就是一个活生生的芭比。
Yeah, she's like a living doll.
Was she born this way?
Actually, she did not choose this image of a doll herself, but her parents did.
哦，所以并不是她自己想要当芭比娃娃，而是她从小就被父母当作芭比一样养大，然后用芭比娃娃的标准来要求她。
Yeah, when she turned 6, her mom started buying her collectible Barbie dolls and enthusiastically dressing her up like one. 从六岁的时候起啊 ，Angelica 的妈妈呢就给她买芭比娃娃的收藏玩偶，而且她的父母呢也开始按照芭比娃娃的穿衣打扮风格，把她往那个方向去打扮。
I see. I guess her parents are huge fans of Barbie dolls.
Yeah, exactly. They loved Barbie's slender beauty, golden curls, cute face, and beautiful clothes, and urged Angelica to be exactly the same.
Slender 这个单词呢，就是苗条修长的意思。她爸爸妈妈就是特别喜欢芭比娃娃这种苗条的身材啊，金色的卷发，所以把希望寄托在女儿身上，让她照着芭比来打扮。
Yeah, from then on, Angelica made it her mission to emulate the famous figurine to the joy of her parents.
That makes sense. Emulate 这个单词呢，就是模仿、效仿的意思。从那时起 ，Angelica 就是为了让父母高兴嘛，就把成为真人芭比当成自己的任务。那她父母是怎么样培养她的呢？
Growing up, Angelica was given the most extravagant upbringing and education that money could buy.
Extravagant 这个单词就是奢侈的意思啊。这句话意思就是说，她的父母在经济能够承担的范围之内呢，给了她最好的教育。
Yeah, her parents hired a personal trainer who created an individual training program for her. 然后她的爸爸妈妈啊，就从她十几岁的时候开始就给她请了私人教练，私人健身教练，长期的让她坚持严格的锻炼和规范的饮食，所以她的身材啊才能好得让人觉得不真实，就像一个真人的 Barbie 一样。
对，但是他的父母好像不只是要管理他的身材，他从小到大的生活各个方面都在父母的监督掌控之下，全部都要管。
Yeah, she still lives with her hyper-controlling parents.
Control 这个单词是控制的意思，那么 hyper-controlling 就是说像控制狂似的，也可以说成是 control freak. 那我很好奇，这种严格管控是到什么程度呢？
Well, her mother still demands that she accompanies on any dates, so she's never had a proper boyfriend.
Wow.
她妈妈呢，至今都不让她自己单独的出门啊，不让她跟男孩子去约会。
那如果是这样的话，要跟男孩子见面吃饭，那必须要订三个人的座位。
对，所以她从来没有交过男朋友，也没有离开过自己的家。
Wow, that sounds very pathetic.
对，她当了20多年的真人芭比娃娃，虽然收获了很多人的喜爱，但是呢，也确实失去了大多数人都拥有的一些人生经历。
Yeah, growing up, her parents raised her like a princess and never let her go out to have the usual adult experiences. So as a result, she's not fit for real life.
是的，这样的话呢，她就失去了自己独立生活的一些技能吧。不过她自己也已经意识到了这个问题。She said that her parents have kept her in a glass palace all her life, but one day,Hopefully, she will be able to break free. 希望有一天她能够挣脱束缚吧。
Yeah, hopefully it's not too late to be independent. 那今天的节目呢，就先聊到这里。
最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起来学习7天。这个活动啊，真的特别适合想要提高英语水平的同学们，限量名额200个，想要报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Blair, thanks for listening.
This is Jen, see you next time.
Bye!
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。